Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OUM's initiative. My name is Abby Lurkis from Givat Shmuel Israel, and today we will be learning about the 8th bracha of Shemona Esrei, Refa'inu. Refa'inu is classically known as the bracha of health. Health is something that some of us may take for granted, while others are more aware of its gifts, but we all know the deep pain that comes with its loss. While so many things in life can feel important, when health fails, for us, our family, friends, or community, we're reminded of our fragility and brought back to what truly matters. It is one of the most intuitive expressions of tefillah, and its needs to be answered are so obvious. While the need for this bracha may be very clear, its formulation calls for question. The redundant phrases and extraneous sentences catch our attention, and they ask us to seek out its deeper meaning. Let's explore the text of the blessing. Refa'inu Hashem v'nirafea, hoshi'inu v'nivashea ki tilatinu ata. Heal us, Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for you are our praise. Ve'ala refuashli malachol makotinu ki al melech rofei ne'aman v'rachaman ata. Baruch ata Hashem, rofei cholei amo Yisrael. Bring complete recovery for our ailments, for you, God, King, are a faithful and compassionate healer. Blessed are you, Lord, healer of the sick of his people, Israel. Let's choose two literary questions to focus on. Firstly, what is the difference between Refa'inu, heal us, and Hoshi'inu, save us? What does the verb Hoshi'a, to save, have to do with health? If we are healthy, why do we need to be saved? Secondly, the word ki is used twice, ki tilatenu ata, and ki al melech rifei naman v'rachaman ata. This implies that there are two requests in this bracha, and not just one. What are these two requests? Let's dive in. The first part of our bracha is an almost direct quote from the pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, with only a slight difference. Yirmiyahu Yedzayin Pasuk Yedalet, Refa'inu Hashame Arafea, Hoshi'inu Vivashea, Ki Tilatiata. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. These verses sound almost exactly the same. The one noticeable discrepancy between them is that while our bracha in Shemona Esrei is plural, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is singular. To fully understand this pasuk, we need to look at the pasuk before, in pasuk Yud Gimel. Mikva Yisrael Hashem, kol azovecha yevoshu, v'surai ba'arti katevu, ki azvu mekor mayim chayim et Hashem. God is the mikvah, the immersion pool of Israel. All who forsake you will dry up. Those in the land who turn from you will be doomed, because they abandoned the source of fresh water, the water of life, God. Yirmiyahu calls out to the people, teaching that those who are not aligned to the will of Hashem and those who abandon his ways are not just distancing themselves from a religion or an idea. They are detaching themselves from the very source of life, the source of healing and vitality. The next pasuk continues. Refa'ini Hashem me'erafea, hoshi'inu v'yivashia ki tilatiata. Yirmiyahu calls out to Hashem for two things, refuah, healing and vitality, and for Yeshua, which comes from the word yesh, our sense of being, our worth. These two pleas to Hashem reflect the two keys that we see in our bracha of Refa'inu, which emphasize the two themes that we pray for. We're not just asking Hashem for physical health, we are also asking Him for spiritual well-being, a healthy state of mind. Let's tie this all together. How often do we check in with ourselves? How often do we take a moment to reflect upon our spiritual well-being, our inner world of connection and vitality? How often do we think about our physical health? Are we sleeping well, eating right? If we barely notice these things in our own lives, how much less so do we notice them in the lives of others? Refa'inu demands two things from us. It asks us to be more aware of our own health, to take ownership of our holistic well-being, and to be appreciative for what we have. On a greater level, it elevates us from the prat to the klal, from the individual to the community. It asks us to think of a world beyond ourselves and to care deeply about the lives and struggles of others. There are so many people out there who need our love, chesed, and prayer. May Hashem bring each one of us true refuah and Yeshua, and may we realign ourselves to the awareness that Hashem is the source of it all. Thank you for learning together.